Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Tyler Hoffman. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Test 1-2-3, test 1-2-3. Hello and welcome to San Jose, California, here at Excite Ballpark for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and San Francisco Giants. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 41-30 overall. They are 3-3 here in the second half. The Grizzlies take on the Giants, who also come in with a record of 41-30. They are 4-2 in the second half. Both these teams 2.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts for overall record in the California League North Division standings. And in the second half, Fresno, a game back of San Jose. They are tied with the Stockton Ports just in two this second half as both San Jose and Fresno fight for a playoff spot and an opportunity to match with the Modesto Nuts in the California League postseason. Last night, your Fresno Grizzlies ended their 3-game skid overall, their 4-game skid to the Giants. They won by a final of 6-1, taking game 3 of this 6-game series. The Grizzlies, as we said, though, with their win, have now evened up the season series at 9 games apiece. The Grizzlies' offense pounded out 14 hits, their second most hits in a game this season. 5 of the first 6 batters in the Fresno lineup notched a multi-hit game, which included the first 4 batters of their lineup. Luis Mendez led the charge with a career night, mashing 3 extra base hits. He mashed a pair of homers and a double, tallying 3 RBI and 3 runs. It was the second multi-homer game in the last 4 days for Fresno, and of course, their second of the season, Braylon Wimmers, happened on Sunday against Stockton. Besides that, Andy Perez had 2 RBI, Braylon Wimmer had 3 hits, Caleb Hobson had 2 hits, Jason Hinchman had 2 hits, and the Grizzlies' offense found a way to help out the pitching staff that was led by Austin Emener. Emener unfortunately left the game in the 5th inning with a forearm issue. He lasted 4 2/3, but he was on his way to a career game. No walks, 7 punchouts, and allowed just 1 run on 4 hits. After Emener, a trio of Grizzlies relievers, Brady Hill, Kay Denton, and then Bryson Hammer finishing the game off. They only allowed 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and they combined for 4 punchouts. Brady Hill picked up the win, his 4th professional win, and guess what? The former San Jose State Spartan, all 4 of his professional wins have come here at Excite Ballpark. As the Grizzlies, they won last night by a final score of 6-1, and they look to even up this series up at 2 games apiece. And boy, do we have a pitching matchup for you. The Grizzlies will give the ball to Rockies number 19 prospect Jack Mahoney, the top prospect on this Grizzlies team, a 4-4 record, a 3.20 ERA. But if you're not familiar to what Jack Mahoney has done recently, well, his last start, a complete game shutout, the first one in minor league baseball this season. Mahoney now up to 15 straight scoreless innings. He gets the ball for Fresno. Of course, Mahoney, the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week. Now the Giants, they will give the ball to someone who can match or even put a little bit more than what Mahoney has been able to do. That's because it's an MLB rehabber and left-hander, Robbie Ray, who will make the start. The former Cy Young winner and MLB All-Star, he gets the start tonight for San Jose in an MLB rehab as he's coming back from Tommy John surgery. So we have an outstanding pitching matchup between right-hander Jack Mahoney and left-hander Robbie Ray as we get set for first pitch here in the South Bay. Well, prior to tonight's matchup, I sat down with Grizzlies reliever Tyler Hoffman on the pregame show. Tyler Hoffman has looked really good in his last couple of outings, and he tells you why his new delivery is going to work for him long term. We also talked about the importance of coming and supporting your Fresno Grizzlies. We have three big games coming up against the Modesto Nuts. It is July 4th. We also have a healthcare and first responders night and military night. And Tyler Hoffman tells you why you need to be at Chukchansey Park in the beginning of July. And of course, finally, he also talked about a couple stories of why these nights are very important to him. Our pregame guest is Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Tyler Hoffman, and we come back after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Tyler Hoffman. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be here.
First question I have for you, talk about how this season has been going for you. The past couple outings for you have been outstanding.
It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, going throughout a 132-game season, you know, there's a lot of ebbs and flows, a lot of ups and downs. You can't stay too high. You can't stay too low. It's a lot of mental stuff, and, you know, you just got to take it one day at a time and just continue going forward.
You've continued to be a reliable arm out of the bullpen, eating up some key innings for the squad as well too. But now I've seen a little bit of some difference in your delivery. Talk about that.
Yeah, just try to, when Garz was here, you know, just try to make my delivery a little more simple. Sometimes, you know, I get that high leg kick and it just making me fly open, and just, I started spraying the zone a little bit. I just shortened that leg kick up to make it more simple for me, you know, and just to make it feel like I'm out there just playing catch.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we're in San Jose. There is also Dylan Carmucci went to Tulane. So talk about how this, you know, it's fun seeing guys who went to the same alma mater as you did, but also talk about how Tulane was in this past season for college baseball.
Yeah, you know, Carmucci is a good buddy of mine. He'll actually, he'll be at my wedding here in a couple months. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. It's funny, just, you know, now that we're on opposite ends of the dugout, we laugh about it because we were, you know, once roommates, we were teammates, and now we're opposing enemies. But no, it's always fun to watch him go out there and compete. You know, Tulane this past 2 years, you know, going back to back to conference championships is that's awesome to see. Wish I could have been a part of it. You know, it's cool, but I'm happy for him. And you know, Jay Ullman's over there doing a great job, and Anthony Izzio doing a wonderful job with the pitchers.
We love celebrating, of course, in the Central Valley, which means 4th of July is right around the corner. We're less than a week away. Talk about the importance of having fans to come show up for the 4th of July and cheer on the Fresno Grizzlies.
I think it's really important for the fans to come out and be there. My 4th of July's in the past has been, you know, being on a boat somewhere out on the beach. And, you know, now my 4th of July's is here at the ballpark. So just having the loudness and the fans of cheering you on, and just having a sold out crowd, it's just something that's special. It just makes every player, you know, want to come to the ballpark that day. It's like, man, it's 4th of July today. We got the fireworks afterwards. You know, it's going to get rowdy, and that's what makes a baseball game fun, is not only just having the players compete, but it's also having the fans behind your back as well.
You know, I've had a lot of players in the past say it's the biggest crowds they've ever played in front of, because there's about 10,000 plus who's going to be cheering you on. So talk about how cool it is then, of course, at the end of a game to watch Friday Night Fireworks.
Oh, it's one of the best feelings ever. You know, that's actually one of the one firework shows that I'll stick around and watch. You know, it's like I said, you got all the fans there, and then they allow them to come onto the field and probably a 30-minute fireworks show they usually do afterwards. It's something special. It's awesome. It's something that you'll always remember.
Absolutely. Now, of course, we also have a week full of fun. We then have healthcare to celebrate all the healthcare workers and first responders. Talk about how important it is for, you know, for instance, athletic trainer Justin Wilson, of being able to keep you guys in shape, but also everyone in the Central Valley that helps out on an everyday basis.
Yeah, it's a very important day for them as well. You know, I got, you know, my fiance, she's a labor and delivery nurse, and, you know, I'm always proud of her and and what she does. And, you know, you got Justin over here that's always trying to help me out because, you know, my shoulder's killing me or, or I got a hurt foot. And, you know, he's always there for me. So, you know, you just can't go throughout everyday life without your healthcare workers. And they make a huge impact on me and everybody else around me.
And, of course, the final day of the three games against the Modesto Nuts ends with military night, too. Of course, my grandparents both serve. So talk about how important it is to celebrate the military.
It's very important to celebrate the military and what they have done for us. And people just don't realize on what they go through and what they have gone through in the past. I've actually watched two shows recently. One was called The Pacific and one was called The Band of Brothers. And I've never actually watched, you know, military or war shows or anything like that. And when I actually sat down and watched some of them, it's like it was crazy to see. Just some of the stuff that happens and what they go through to help us and to go serve our country. You always be forever grateful for that. My dad's grandfather, he was in the military. He was in the Air Force, I think. Don't mark my words on that. But it was cool to, 'cause I've talked to him about it too after I watched those shows. And, you know, it's just something special that you always keep dear to your heart.
Of course, we always want to thank everyone who's ever served or who has served. And that's military night, one of the three games as well, too. But, of course, now some fun around the corner as well. We have the All-Star break coming up. So any plans for Tyler Hoffman?
As of right now, no. I know that maybe my family will come out. I know my fiance will come out. I haven't seen her since spring training. Super excited for that. Just super excited to kick back and, you know, get off my feet for a few days. That midway season through the year. And then finish out the year strong.
And I can't wait to see what happens for the rest of the year. Tyler, thanks for taking time to interview.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
A beautiful rendition of tonight's national anthem as we get set for Friday Night Baseball. A big thank you to Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Tyler Hoffman for joining us on the pregame show. And Tyler Hoffman, the right-hander, he's continued to be an excellent option out of the Grizzlies bullpen. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown San Jose Giants. Boy, we have a great pitching matchup in store for you. The Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney. And for the Giants, on MLB rehab, it'll be left-hander Robbie Ray as he is recovering from Tommy John surgery. The left-hander will take on this Grizzlies lineup, who are 41-30, 3-3 in the second half. The Colorado Rockies single-A affiliate Under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup will be center fielder Caleb Hobson, third baseman Luis Mendez. Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop, he will bat third. Andy Perez, he's at DH, he bats fourth. Felix Tena, the 20-year-old, the right fielder, bats fifth. Jason Hinchman, he will bat sixth at first base. Fajardo Cruz, who's on a 5-game hit streak, he will bat seventh in left field. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for Fresno is Jack Mahoney. And the Grizzlies will take on Robbie Ray. We'll give you San Jose's lineup in the bottom of the first. As Caleb Hobson will stride to the plate. Hobson, since becoming the Grizzlies' leadoff hitter over 28 games now, has reached base 42% of the time. As here comes tonight's first pitch from Robbie Ray. And it is outside, and we are underway here at 7 p.m. right on the dot for the third time in 4 games. So Robbie Ray, count of 1 ball and no strikes, will wind and deal against Caleb Hobson. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike. A beautiful 82 degrees. We have clear skies and 10-mile-per-hour winds. As here comes the 1-1 offering to Hobson, and he will take a pitch high. 2 balls and 1 strike. Again, 82 degrees, clear skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds from right to left field. As counted, 2 balls and 1 strike to Caleb Hobson. Ray winds and deals, and that is a foul ball. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Hobson, as we said, has reached base 42% of the time since becoming the leadoff hitter. In his first plate appearance, Hobson is 7-for-19 with a double, 6 singles, 7 walks, and 1 hit-by-pitch. Here comes the 2-2 from Ray as he will again wind and deal. And Hobson swing and a miss. And Ray has a strikeout to start his MLB rehab as Hobson is out. Hobson still batting 350 since his first plate appearance as a leadoff hitter. As here comes third baseman Luis Mendez. And what a career night for Mendez yesterday. He had 3 extra base hits, 2 home runs, a double, 3 RBI, and 3 runs for the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Here comes a pitch from Ray, and Mendez swing and a miss, count at 0-1. Luis Mendez at third base tonight, batting 190, 3 home runs, 16 RBI. He had 2 of them yesterday. As here comes the 0-1 from Robbie Ray. Ray winds and deals. And Mendez looks to bunt, and it is going to be a fair ball. The third baseman, Zaccone, can't make the play, and the ball is thrown away past the first baseman, Williamson. And Mendez is on. We'll see what the ruling is as the Grizzlies have their first runner against Robbie Ray. So now here comes shortstop Braylon Wimmer. And you thought after facing Mendez after his game yesterday, well, how about Braylon Wimmer and his month of June? Leads all the California League in batting average and OPS, which includes on-base percentage and slugging. He has a .700 slugging percentage in the month of June. As Mendez leads from first, here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it's a ground ball to third. Zaccone again, tough play, and he makes the throw this time as Wimmer is out. Mendez gets to second. It will go 5-3 as Zaccone makes the second play. By the way, Mendez was awarded a single, so it was a one-out single for Fresno, as he'll bring up the designated hitter and Andy Perez. So runner at second, 2 outs, is Robbie Ray looking to get out of the mini jam with Mendez at second. Robbie Ray, as here comes the pitch from the southpaw, and it swung on and missed, count at 0-1. Good pitch from Ray. Robbie Ray, 6'2", 225 pounds. The lefty is 32 years old. Here comes the 0-1. And Perez checks his swing, and the pitch is outside. Count of 1 ball and one strike. Robbie Ray made his major league debut on May 6, 2014, the 20,608th player in major league history. That was against the Houston Astros, 5 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, and 5 punchouts in his major league debut. As here comes the 1-1, instead it'll be a check on Mendez as Ray steps off the bump. Robbie Ray now with the Giants after spending time in not only the Mariners system, but the Toronto Blue Jays. As that swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Good pitch from Ray. Fastball up in the zone. He also has time with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Detroit Tigers. As Ray looks in, 1-2. Mendez leads from second. The pitch to Perez, it's a foul ball as Perez gets a piece of it. Robbie Ray in 10 years in the big leagues, a 3.96 ERA over 226 games. 222 of them have been starts. A 74-71 career major league record. He also has 1 save and 1 complete game. A Cy Young winner. That was back in 2021 where he had a 2.84 ERA as the 1-2 swung on and missed. Perez was way behind that pitch, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies put up a 0. We head to the bottom of the first right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8?
Theo, batting 7th, the left fielder, Lizbel Diaz, as the 1-1 is low for a ball, 2-2. Batting 8th, the catcher, Drew Kavanaugh, and batting 9th, the center fielder, Estanlin Cassiani. And Robbie Ray on the bump for San Jose. As here comes the 2-1 from Mahoney and a ground ball too short. Backhand by Wimmer, and the bouncer to first is in time. Braylon Wimmer, we have seen him make some outstanding plays in the field this season. And there's another for the highlight reel. As Wimmer, backhand deep in the hole, he did the little bouncer over to first for Hinchman to dig it out. And it was a great job for both parties. As there's one away for the DH and Luke Schlieger, who reached base 3 times in yesterday's contest for San Jose. Mahoney will wind and deal, and a pitch is high. Count of 1-0. Well, Cy Young on one side, a complete game shutout on the other. Jack Mahoney in his start last Friday at Chukchansey Park was 1 for the record books. As the pitch is outside, 2-0. Jack Mahoney, of course, the California League Pitcher of the Week, as the 2-0 is on its way to Schlieger, and it's a strike, count it 2-1. Mahoney was almost unhittable in his 12th start of the season on June 21st, giving Fresno their 7th shutout victory of the year. As the 2-1 is in there for a strike, 2-2. Mahoney went the distance with catcher Ben McCabe, his, again, catching partner tonight, firing a 9-inning complete game shutout, the first in minor league baseball in 2024. The only other minor leaguer at the time to pitch a 9-inning complete game was fellow Rockies and former Grizzlies lefty Sean Sullivan, as the 2-2 just misses, and the count full 3-2. That was what up with High A Spokane for Sullivan. Mahoney faced 2 over the minimum, retiring the first 16 batters in the contest. Here's a 3-2, and that is called strike 3. And just like that, 2 outs. As Schlieger did not have the bat come off his shoulder. First strikeout for Mahoney. Second out of the inning, as it will bring up the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone. Mahoney allowed a 1-hit single to Carlos Franco in the 6th, and a 2-out double to Nelson Beltran in the 8th. Mahoney had no walks and only 4 punchouts. 95 pitches, and he had 18 groundouts in the start. 2 of his 4 strikeouts came in the first inning, and his last strikeout of the game was the last batter of the game. As here comes the 1-0, and it's a pop-up drifting out into left field. That ball will end up foul in the count of 1-1. But again, lots of defensive help. Caleb Hobson made an unreal catch in center field. A lot of great plays by the infield as well. Luis Mendez, Jason Hinchman. And now Mahoney has 15 straight innings spanning two starts without allowing a run. As here comes the 1-1 to Zaccone inside. Count of two balls and a strike. So the Rockies' number 19 prospect, who also wears the number 19 on the back of his jersey, became the 19th pitcher in Grizzlies history to notch a complete game. As that pitch is a called strike, count it 2-2. The most recent one, though, was exactly 6 years ago to that date, June 21st, 2018. It was Cy Snead against the Albuquerque Isotopes, a Rockies affiliate at the time. Last three complete game shutouts involving the Grizzlies have included a Rockies affiliate. As here comes the 2-2 from Mahoney and a high chopper up the middle, and it'll be Wimmer on a tough bounce, and he won't make the throw in time. It's an infield single for Zaccone. That ball was a high bouncer, and there was no way that Wimmer was going to be able to make the play. So runner at first with two outs for right fielder Cesar Quintas now against Jack Mahoney. It was the 58th complete game in Grizzlies history, and again the 19th complete game shutout in Grizzlies history, which was also an 8-0 final for Cy Snead's start. So Mahoney, 9 innings, 2 hits, no walks, 4 Ks. That was against Stockton last Friday. As that pitch is line foul, counted no balls and a strike. Mahoney, a 4-4 record, a 3.20 ERA. He's been the Grizzlies' go-to guy all year long. Great stuff, a fastball that can register in the mid-90s. As here comes the 0-1. That's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Fresno and San Jose. Runner at first for the Giants. Jack Mahoney, the South Carolina product, will come set. And here comes his 1-1 offering, and that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. 93 past the bat of Quintas. Good spot for Mahoney, who's working with Ben McCabe. The two have been inseparable this season. One ball, two strikes, as Mahoney again comes set around the chest. Here's the pitch, and it is just low. And the count now at two balls and two strikes. 94 on the fastball there from Mahoney. Home plate umpire Joshua Runge, on the bases Jeremy Rada. Here comes the 2-2 from Mahoney. And it's a high chopper to third. Another tough play. Mendez's throw to first is going to be late. And two infield singles for San Jose here in the first inning. Another high chopper. And both Zaccone and Quintas reach. So second hit allowed by Mahoney as it'll bring up first baseman Guillermo Williamson. Two outs, runners at first and second on two infield singles. That's Jack Mahoney trying to get through this inning unscathed. Again, a great pitching matchup. Robbie Ray on the other side for San Jose. Mahoney looks in towards Williamson as that will be a disengagement, it looks like. Runners at first and second with two outs. Williamson against Jack Mahoney. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. Count of one ball and no strikes. Fresno sporting their gray unis tonight. The Grizzlies 18-7 when wearing their gray unis. They have Fresno written across the front. That's in red. They also have the red numbers on the back of these gray jerseys. As here comes the 1-0. And that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Mahoney sporting the black caps, the black bill, the F/ logo on top of that black cap. San Jose wearing their black uniforms tonight. As there is a called strike, count at 2-1. They have the white numbers on the back. They have orange and white on the sleeves. They also have the big SJ logo on their chest in white. They have the black cap, black bill, and the SJ white logo. As the 2-1 is inside, three balls and a strike in Mahoney. Lots of pitches here in the first inning. He's already up to 24. as Mahoney trying to work through this Giants lineup that is hungry to get on the board after only one run yesterday. Mahoney looks in, and here comes his 3-1. Swung on and missed. Count at 3-2. Mahoney pulled the string on Williamson. The count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. So both runners will take off on the pitch from Mahoney as Williamson takes his time. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at first and second here in the bottom of the first. No score. 2 infield singles for San Jose. Zaccone, the runner at second. Quintas at first. Here comes the payoff pitch from Mahoney. And it is ball 4 as the bases are loaded for Giancarlo Cio. That barely missed as Zaccone will get to third. Quintas to second and Williamson hustles to first. And just like that, Mahoney has his first walk in his last 2 starts. His last walk was on June 14th, as here's a mound visit with Ben McCabe. Here in the bottom of the first, bases loaded with 2 outs. So Chancey Gold has given away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Planner and entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chochansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch to Cio, and it is low for a ball. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bottom of the first inning, bases loaded for San Jose here on June 28th, Friday Night Baseball. Here comes the 1-0 from Mahoney, and it's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Mahoney now up to 29 pitches this inning. It's been a tough inning for the right-hander. He's been laboring through some at-bats. As here comes the 2-0, and a ground ball to second. Staying down on it is the second baseman in Tucker on a first in time, and Mahoney gets out of the bases-loaded jam. We head to the top of the second with no score. Robbie Ray back on the bump right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem...
Ray, though, only appeared in 1 game in 2023 before suffering...
Right now, find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Joshua Runge, tough zone so far. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney to Kavanaugh, and it is a foul tip as McCabe cannot hold on to it. Jack Mahoney spent 3 years at South Carolina, pitched in 2021, 2023. That injury was in 2022, where he was a batter in 2021 and 22. As here's a foul ball, count remains the same at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As a pitcher, appeared in 31 games, making 22 starts. A 10-4 record, a 3.44 ERA. Most effective Gamecocks starter. As the pitch is swung on and missed. Great changeup from Mahoney. And that is the second out of the inning. Second strikeout for Mahoney as well. As it brings up center fielder Estelin Cassiani. And Mahoney, like his first inning, the first batter put the ball in play, but was retired, and then he strikes out the second batter as Cassiani will take a pitch low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Prior to South Carolina, Mahoney went to St. Viator High School in Arlington Heights, Illinois. As the 1-0 on its way, that is a called strike, count at 1-1. And growing up, he actually was teammates with Chicago Bears tight end Cole Kmet. Talk about being a part of a very athletic group as the 1-1 is high, 2 balls and a strike. So, of course, he is a Chicago Bears fan. And he said usually he'll go to games. His grandparents have tickets to Bears games. As here comes the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Elevated fastball on Cassiani. A healthy hack. Count it 2-2. But Mahoney, athletic family, his sister Shay was a gymnast at the University of Alabama. A lot of SEC talent in the Mahoney family. Here's the 2-2. And a ground ball to third. Mendez on the short hop over to first. It's in time. And Mahoney, a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. We head to the third with no score. Surprise, surprise, with these two pitchers dueling. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive. Can't.
Top of the third inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Robbie Ray back on the bump as he takes on Ben McCabe, the Grizzlies catcher. As here comes the first pitch from Ray, and it's inside, count of 1-0. Always a pleasure when you get a chance to watch an MLB rehabber. The Grizzlies actually had their first one a couple weeks ago with Airmon Marquez making his Major League Rehab debut at Chuck Chansey Park. As the 1-0 is inside, count of 2-0. Marquez pitching tonight with AAA Albuquerque on his way back to the Rockies in Coors Field as he looks to get closer and closer in the Rockies' history books for innings pitch, strikeouts, so on and so forth. As the 2-0 is inside, 3-0 to Ben McCabe. So the Grizzlies from having a rehabber to now facing one in Robbie Ray, and Ray's look good so far, a pair of punch-outs for the lefty. As here comes the 3-0, and it's a high pop-up, and this is on the infield. Who's it going to be, though? The catcher in Kavanaugh makes the play. So McCabe got the green light. He swings and pops it up, and that's the first out of the inning, as it brings up second baseman in Tevin Tucker. One out here in the top of the third, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Fresno San Jose have split their first 18 games this season. This is the final trip to the South Bay for Fresno here in 2024. Here's a pitch from Ray. It is a called strike, count at 0-1. The Grizzlies will not be here for the postseason because either the Giants or the Grizzlies, one of the two will either make the postseason or they'll both be sitting at home. As there is a called strike, count at 0-2 to Tevin Tucker. Modesto winning the first half, and both these teams, the bitter rivalry, and one of them possibly could win the second half and get into the playoffs. Here's the 0-2, and it's inside to Tucker, count at 1-2. Ray's just having fun now, 95 on the fastball there. Ray ready to go, here comes the 1-2, looks in, 4 on the pitch clock, 3-2. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to right field. Quintos, he will come in now, and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. It goes F9. And with two away, here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Hobson reached base twice yesterday, a triple and a run scored. He's continued to show his success at the top of this lineup. Hobson, 6'1", 193 pounds, 22 years old. As here comes the pitch from Ray, and it is inside, count at 1-0. To put in perspective, Robbie Ray's been in the big leagues for 10 years. Caleb Hobson is 10 years younger than Ray. As here comes the 1-0, and Hobson will take a pitch inside, two balls and no strikes. Ray thought it was going to be a strike right there, so he gives a little bit of a sly smile. 84 on the changeup, it looked like, as the count at two balls and no strikes. Ray winds and deals, and Hobson pops it up, and that one will lift and hit the seats. Count now at 2-1. With two outs here in the top of the third inning. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, 0-0. Ray likes the sign. Here comes the 2-1. And Hobson will take a called strike, count at 2-2. Fastball at 95 at the upper part of the zone. As Ray now looking for a punch out right here against Caleb Hobson. Always cool to watch these youngsters face Major League rehabbers. We've seen them, Aaron Sanchez, over the years. As here comes the 2-2. Ray winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. And Hobson is down on strikes again. Third strikeout for Robbie Ray in a 1-2-3 top of the third. We head to the bottom half right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access.
Bottom of the third inning. No score between San Jose and Fresno. Justin Bench will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. Here at Excite Ballpark, a beautiful night for baseball. Friday night baseball. Game 4 of 6 between the California League North Division foes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney as it's in the dirt, count at 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As henchmen giving chase and the ball will land foul, you can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As that pitch is outside, two balls and a strike. Jack Mahoney against Justin Bench, who grounded out to the shortstop Wimmer his first time at the dish. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a fly ball in the infield. Who's it going to be? It's the shortstop, Wimmer, making the play as he went over the mound, and he makes the play. So bench is retired for the first out as it brings up the DH in Luke Schlager, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout looking. As Mahoney already up to 48 pitches. As the Giants catcher, who had a great game yesterday, reached base three times, looks to get on right here. As that's outside, count of one ball and no strikes. Jack Mahoney, the former South Carolina Gamecock, wearing the gray unis. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Mahoney has faced the Giants a few times this year, making his fourth appearance against San Jose. A 2-1 record, of 5.79 ERA. As here's a ground ball to first, and it goes foul as Hinchman tried making the play. Mahoney, his last start against San Jose was here at Excite Ballpark on May 31st. Picked up the win after five innings of three-run ball. Only two of those runs were earned. Seven hits, no walks, six punch-outs. As the Grizzlies scored 11 runs to support him. Here's the pitch, and that's a fly ball that will be heading towards Barbecue, and the count at two balls and two strikes. As Mahoney now looking for his third strikeout of the game. Mahoney opened the regular season here at Excite Ballpark on April 5th. Five innings of one-run ball, picking up the win. As here's a check swing, and he did go around, and that is an out. Third strikeout for Mahoney. Second out of the inning. As he'll bring up the third baseman, Charlie Zaccone, 1-for-1 with an infield single. As Luke Schlager tried holding up, he did not. So two outs now. Infield single for Zaccone, his first time at the dish. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. It's a called strike. Count it 0-1. Mahoney has been masterful over his past couple of outings for Fresno. Mahoney has not picked up a loss in his last four outings, 2-0 with two no decisions. But in the month of June, 1-0 record over three starts, a 1.35 ERA. Could there be a chance that both the player and the pitcher of the month not only come from your Grizzlies, but were teammates at South Carolina? Shortstop Braylon Wimmer and right-hand pitcher Jack Mahoney were teammates. And when Mahoney was going through injury, he was actually at second base, so the two were actually buddies in the infield. As that is fouled off, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. And so the two turning double plays, talking to one another about how to work on footwork and in between things, and now in the same system growing together. As here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and missed, and Mahoney matching Ray. He's got four punch-outs over three scoreless innings. We head to the fourth, no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the fourth inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here at Excite Ballpark, as Luis Mendez will lead things off against Robbie Ray, who's back out for another inning of work. Could be his last on a rehab assignment. Mendez, a bunt single his first time as the pitch on its way. It's in the dirt, count of one ball and no strikes. Both teams, a pair of hits, all infield singles. As here comes the 1-0 from Ray. Big deep breath, here comes the pitch. And it's a line drive out to right field, and Mendez is going to be robbed by the right fielder, Cesar Quintos, who makes another web jam play. We have seen that plentiful this season. And that is the first out of the inning. What a catch against Luis Mendez, as here comes shortstop Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 0-for-1, riding a 10-game hit streak as he takes on Robbie Ray. What a great catch from Quintos, who is playing in. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Tonight's beer batter. You can tell the excitement from the fans here at Excite Ballpark. They really want to see Wimmer strike out right here. No balls, one strike. Wimmer ready to go. Here comes the offering from Ray. And it is a called strike, now 0-2. And it's deafening here, that roar, if Wimmer strikes out. No balls, two strikes here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 0-2, as you can hear the beer chants. 0-2 from Ray. And it is called strike three, and beer for the fans. That's the second out, fourth strikeout for Ray. And so both Mahoney and Ray now similar lines, as it brings up DH Andy Perez, who struck out his first time at the plate. With two outs here in the top of the fourth inning, as there goes the crowd to go get some beer. Here comes the pitch from Ray. And it swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. Good slider as Perez swing and a miss. Robbie Ray has looked really good tonight. Fastball has been overpowering. The slider has been disgusting. Here comes the 0-1, and it is fouled off now 0-2. As Ray looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Mendez and Tena, the only two with hits for Fresno. Ray ready to go. Here comes the 0-2 to Andy Perez. Winds and deals. And Perez fouls it off, stays alive. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Perez, 20 years old, the youngest player in this Grizzlies team. 6'3", 165 pounds. Perez from Santa Clara, Cuba, signed as an international free agent in 2021. As here comes the 0-2 from Ray. It's high, and the count now one ball and two strikes. Ray tried elevating the fastball and getting Perez to possibly chase it. Andy Perez, four home runs, 41 RBI. A great second year with the Grizzlies. Here's the 1-2, and Perez, a chopper, and it's going to be a soft roller, and no one's going to be able to make the play, and now Perez runs into the second baseman, and we have a collision as Perez and the second baseman CO is down. Both players are down. They ran into each other at first. There was no harm until they ran into each other. Both players just full-on sprints, and both players are down. That was a major collision at first base. Oh, my goodness. Perez is up right now as he's taken off his gear. As Ray went to try to get that slow roller, he went to try to glove it and the flip over, and Cio was trying to cover at second base, and Perez just ran into him. Wow, they both went down in a hurry. Cio covering his face, possibly bleeding. He is now just getting up, and he's actually back down on the ground. That is a scary play, and Perez checking on him. Perez is up and looks to be okay initially, but Cio is bleeding. the second baseman, and he will probably have to leave this game under the assistance of manager Edwin Villegas. And, oh, man, that is a scary sight. It is going to be a single, though, as lots of blood for CEO. You can see right there on Bally Live, MILB TV. CEO wants to see what's going on, looking to the glasses. He seems to be okay, but lots of blood spewing from his nose and his mouth. And he's going to leave this game. That is a scary moment. It's a two-out infield single, so all five hits have been infield singles. And everyone now kind of in shock about what's happening. Third hit for Fresno. It'll be Tenna, as we'll have a new second baseman. Cole Foster will move to short, or Cole Foster in the game. Bench will move from short to second. So Bench now at second. Cole Foster is the new shortstop. So Foster will bat in the sixth spot for San Jose. So it'll be shortstop number two, Cole Foster, the switch hitting shortstop from Auburn. And he will bat in the sixth spot and will come up next half inning. And then Bench goes from short to second base. As now manager Edwin Villegas will also take the ball from Robbie Ray, who also understands the situation. He's at 48 pitches. So we'll also have a pitching change right after this. What a job for Robbie Ray. We'll be back with his final line right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. Two outs, runner at first is Andy Perez, as Felix Tenna, who's one for one, will take on Shane Rodemaker, as he will line one out to right field, and Quintas is there, and he puts it away to end the inning. So the Grizzlies and the Giants tied at zero. We head to the bottom fourth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the fourth inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. Jack Mahoney back on the bump as the first pitch is a called strike to Cesar Quintas, one for one with an infield single. Final line for Robbie Ray in his MLB rehab assignment as that swung on and missed. Count it 0-2. Ray, 3 2/3 innings. Three hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts, all infield singles. As here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney to Quintas, and that is outside. Count of 1-2. Quintas made a great catch against Luis Mendez in the last half inning. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney. It's high. Count now 2-2. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. As the 2-2 from Mahoney on its way to Quintas. And it's a line drive roped to left field and caught on the run by the left fielder in Cruz. Quintas is out as he nailed that baseball. Unfortunately for San Jose, the Grizzlies defense playing perfectly. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or a condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that swung on and missed, count of 1-1. Again, we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that pitch runs outside, 2-1 from Mahoney to Williamson. Guillermo Williamson, the first baseman for San Jose after the recent promotion to Bryce Eldridge. As the 2-1 is high, 3-1. Eldridge, one of the youngest players now in the Northwest League. And now our high affiliate, the Spokane Indians, have to deal with him. As here comes the 3-1, and that is low, 4. A one-out walk. So Williamson has been issued both walks from Mahoney. As it brings up shortstop Cole Foster. Foster, first at bat, he took over for Giancarlo Cio, who left after a scary collision at first base with Andy Perez. As we have a mound visit between Mahoney and McCabe. So Cole Foster batting 248 will stride to the plate. Manco Abbott and Le Parvon's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Parvon's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here comes the pitch to Foster, a breaking ball high, and it's called a strike, count at 0-1. We thank Mako Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As here comes the 0-1, that's outside, count at 1-1. Here on June 28th, we are less than a week away from the July 4th extravaganza at Chukchansey Park, presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Here's the 1-1, a foul ball, count now 1-2. First pitch on Thursday at 6:35 p.m. against the Modesto Nuts. Independence Day, stay tuned for post-game fireworks. They're going to be about 30-plus minutes at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 1-2 instead of check, and they almost picked him off at first, and Williamson back safely. If you haven't grabbed your tickets now for the 4th of July, you better grab them now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. They're going fast. It's going to be a warm but an amazing night at Chukchansey Park. Lots of great things to do as well. As the 1-2 is a high chopper to short Wimmer. He will underhand toss it to get the lead runner in Williamson. And that's the second out. They had no chance to turn two. We saw a very similar play in the first inning, and Wimmer just got the for sure out. So Foster will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 6-4 for the second out. As here comes left fielder Lizbel Diaz, who's 0-1 with a line out. Runner at first with two outs as Mahoney comes set. Here's the pitch and a foul ball, count at 0-1. Mahoney already up to 73 pitches in this game after a 30-pitch first inning. He has settled down nicely in this contest. The walk to Williamson actually stopped an 8-straight batter out streak as that is fouled off, count at 0-2. Still no score, though, here in the bottom of the fourth inning between Fresno and San Jose. As we mentioned, a great pitching matchup. Robbie Ray, 3 2/3 of scoreless innings, and Jack Mahoney for your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney. Outside, there goes the runner. It was a late take, and he is going to be out at second. And the tag applied from the second baseman, Tucker, to end the inning. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing, and we are tied heading into the fifth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chukchansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long.
Top of the fifth inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. As Jason Hinchman will lead things off, and the first pitch is a ground ball fair to third, and a deep throw by Zaccone is in time, and Hinchman is out. Goes 5-3 for the first out, as here comes left fielder Fidel Cruz, who's 0-1. Against right-hand pitcher Shane Rodemaker out of the Giants bullpen. Signed as a free agent in 2023, 6'3", 230 pounds. As here comes the offering from Rodemaker to Cruz. It's a called strike. Count it 0-1. No balls, one strike here in the top of the fifth inning. It's out. A 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You'll see Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fifth inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants here in the South Bay. As Jack Mahoney's first pitch is line foul, counted no balls and one strike against Lisbel Diaz, who lined out to center his first time at the plate. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you. As here's a ground ball, Mahoney on the backhand, off-balance throw, and it is in time as Hinchman stays on the base. It goes 1-3. That was close as Diaz is out. Again, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Was that swung on and missed by Drew Kavanaugh, counted no balls and a strike. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. Down to one ball, one strike. Kavanaugh 0-1 with a punch out. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's a fly ball lifted out of play. Count at one ball and two strikes. No score here in San Jose between the Grizzlies and Giants. The team's renewing their rivalry. 9 wins apiece this season for these two squads as that swung on and missed. Great pitch down in the zone from Mahoney. He has his 5th strikeout of the game. Second out of the inning now as it brings up center fielder Esteban Cassiani. Mahoney up to 82 pitches. I doubt he will go a complete game shutout here because of the pitch count. But Mahoney's looked fantastic so far tonight. Only some trouble in the first inning as Cassiani looks to bunt his way on. Count it 0-1. The Giants had loaded the bases with two outs in the first inning thanks to a pair of infield singles and a walk. Since then, San Jose has just one walk, and it was Williamson in the fourth. As here is a little blooper, out to left center field, Cruz coming in, and he will make the catch. We have zeros heading into the sixth inning. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the sixth inning. No score here at Excite Ballpark between the Giants and the Grizzlies. As Shane Rademacher back on the bump as he will take on Tevin Tucker to lead things off. So Tucker will lead things off. He's 0-for-1, a flyout to right field. Shane Rademacher, an inning and a third so far. He is retired. As the first pitch is a broken bat to third. Here's a throw from Zaccone in time. It goes 5-3 on the broken bat. That's the first out. It brings up center fielder Caleb Hobson, who's 0-for-2. As the Grizzlies and the Giants scoreless so far, as Tucker heading back to the dugout. Glad you could join us, though, between the Grizzlies and the Giants, as the pitch is in there for a strike count at 0-1. As Rademacher ready to go, here comes the 0-1 offering. And it is outside, count of 1-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Caleb Hobson trying to get on base after being retired his first two at-bats, as he will fly one foul, count it 1-2 from Rademacher. Rademacher was scheduled to start today before the rehab appearance, as he will wind and deal. And it's a fly ball lifted out to right field. Quintos and the second baseman and Bench. It'll be Bench making the play. And that's the second out of the inning. So two away now, as it brings up third baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-2, a single and a line out to right field. Mendez has taken some great swings in this series. Just his second game, and yesterday 3-for-5, a pair of home runs and a double. As Mendez, a high chopper to first, and Williamson underhand toss to Rademacher, and it's a quick 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the sixth. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the sixth inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay. The last Friday will be in San Jose this season. The Grizzlies and Giants will have two more series at Chukchansey Park later in the year, which includes finishing the 2024 season off in downtown Fresno. As Jack Mahoney takes on Justin Bench, who's 0-2. As the first pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike, count it 0-1. Mahoney, fastball, slider, curveball, change, sink, and has been able to mix and match tonight. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a high fly ball out to left center field. Hobson and Cruz, it's going to be Cruz, the left fielder, calling off Hobson for the out, and Bench is retired. Bench now 0-3, as here comes the DH in Luke Schliger. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, already in effect at Chukchansey Park, a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Here comes Mahoney's pitch, and it is low, count at 1-0. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Clear bag policy in effect at Chukchansey Park. And if you haven't noticed, the next time you come to the ballpark, especially for July 4th with a lot of people, make sure you're ready with that clear bag policy. Here comes the 1-1. That's in the dirt. Two balls and a strike here in the bottom of the sixth inning. No score between Fresno and San Jose. Jack Mahoney, 5 1/3 scoreless innings. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and a ground ball off the mound, a base hit into center. That's the first hit that has exited the infield. It's a one-out single, third hit allowed by Mahoney. As here comes third baseman Charlie Zaccone, who's had a great game, 1-for-2 with an infield single, but a lot of defensive plays for Zaccone tonight. As manager Steve Sleets at the top step of the dugout, watching Mahoney, whose pitch count continues to climb. This will be pitch number 90 tonight for Mahoney. As he will come set, here comes the pitch outside, count of 1-1. And no strikes. 93 from the right-hander as he finally is back in the stretch. Mahoney's first hit allowed since the first inning. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and it's outside. 2 and no strikes. You can tell Mahoney's getting a little bit tired. He's fallen off the mound a little bit. Has to be able to keep his composure in a 0-0 game. Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes the 2-0, and a good pitch and fouled off, counted 2-1. Fastball at 94, challenging. Mahoney said, here's my best pitch. I dare you to hit it. 2 and a strike. Jack Mahoney, 6'3", 205 pounds from Algonquin, Illinois. Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes the 2-1 offering. And it swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-2. That was a changeup from Mahoney. And Zaccone way out in front of it as he takes a deep breath. Mahoney's been able to use that breaking ball, especially on the outside part of the plates, to lefties and righties. Jack Mahoney trying to get to a quality start tonight. He has five of them this year, as that is a line foul. Count remains at 2-2. Mahoney, as we said, a complete game shutout in his last start. He is now up to 20 1/3 scoreless innings straight. Mahoney against right-handers and left-handers, 172 for righties, 281 for lefties. As here's the 2-2 to Zaccone, and it's a ground ball foul down the right field line. Visalia native, Central Valley product, and Nathan Keevy, the development coach for, or the fundamentals coach for San Jose, the first base coach as well. Yedwin Vigas, the manager, he's the third base coach. As a count of 2-2. Good lead over there from Luke Schliger as there's a check and almost got him. Good pick and tag by Hinchman. 2-2 remains as, again, as we said, a great lead over there for the Giants catcher. After striking out his first two times, a single in his third at bat. 2-2. Mahoney ready to go again. The pitch and a blooper foul into the crowd. Count stays the same. Glad you could join us as the Grizzlies and the Giants continue this six-game series. The Grizzlies ended a four-game skid against the Giants with yesterday's 6-1 win. As Mahoney comes set, here comes another 2-2 and a chopper to third. And they're going to go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. Great job from Mendez over to Tucker for the force out. So Zaccone will head to first as Schliger is out. It goes 5-4 on the second out of the inning as it brings up right fielder Cesar Quintas 1-for-2 with an infield single. And here comes manager Steve Solis, and that will do it for Jack Mahoney, who will leave the game with 5 2/3 innings. And he just said, I know, to Steve Solis, and I think he knows where the pitch count is. As here comes an arm out of the pen, Jack Mahoney will leave the game, and hopefully the bullpen can keep up what he has started. Kay Denton out of the pen right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jansen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jansen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Still in the bottom of the sixth inning, runner at first with two outs for San Jose as Kade Denton throws a first pitch strike to Cesar Quintas. So Jack Mahoney's night is done. His final line, though, is not complete as he's in charge of the runner at first in Zaccone. Kade Denton's next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count at 0-2. For just the second time this season, the Grizzlies have a pitcher pitching in back-to-back days. That doesn't include a Sunday to Tuesday. This is back-to-back during the week as the pitch is outside. Count of one ball, two strikes. The other one is Wellington Herrera, who was promoted to High A Spokane earlier in the week. So Kay Denton, the second pitcher now to make back-to-back appearances, as that's outside. Two balls and two strikes. Kay Denton's been outstanding this year. The Rockies' number 29 overall prospect has made 12 appearances out of the pen, a 0.71 ERA. As it's a one bouncer to second, Tucker, great job with the transfer as he makes the play, and that will end the inning. Kay Denton now has appeared in 13 games, and the ERA continues to drop over 13 innings of work. We head to the seventh with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the seventh inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose. Here at Excite Ballpark in the South Bay, Excite Ballpark, no score, but it's been an exciting pitcher's duel as Shane Rodemaker back on the bump. As here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer, it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Wimmer on a 10-game hit streak, but he's 0-2 tonight. Fresno with just three hits, and they're all infield singles. As the pitch is outside, count of one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies 3-3 in the second half. San Jose 4-2, both sporting a 41-30 record. As that ball runs inside, counted two balls and a strike. So the winner of tonight's game will have sole possession in the California League North Division in terms of second half and better record. As count now at 2-2 as Wimmer wave and a miss. So two balls, two strikes. Rodemaker winds and deals, and that is called strike three, and Wimmer is out. Second punch out for Rodemaker, first out of the inning, as it brings up designated hitter Andy Perez, 1-2, with an infield single. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As that ball is sprayed foul, count it 0-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. Great catch by a fan on the foul ball from Perez. Next pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch from Rodemaker. And a line drive and a base hit. Did Quintos catch it? No. It gets past him. And this will roll all the way to the wall. Perez is on his horse. He's headed to third. And he will stop there. It's a triple for Andy Perez. He is now one triple shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 in career triples. His second hit of the game, Quintos tried laying out and making the play, and he came up short, and the ball went all the way to the wall. fourth hit for Fresno as Tenna will dig in. Infield in now for the Giants. As here comes the pitch. And it is high for a ball. Count of one ball and no strikes. Here in the top of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies looking to score first. Here comes the pitch. And it's going to go off the bat of Tenna. A foul ball. Count at 1-1. That pitch ran inside and Tenna. That was more of a protective swing than anything. Here in the top of the seventh inning, fifth triple for Andy Perez. Here's the 1-1 and a chopper, and that one goes foul. Count at 1-2 as Perez was looking to score. So one ball, two strikes. As the Grizzlies and the Giants, no score. Can the Grizzlies find a way here in the seventh inning? Here comes the 1-2 to Felix Tenna. And it's high. Two balls and two strikes. The Grizzlies, when they score first, good things happen. They are 33-12. As here comes the 2-2, and Tenna fouls it off. The Grizzlies 19-7 on the road as another fan making the play. If this was Savannah Bananas, we'd already have two outs in this inning. Actually, the inning would be over. That's a count at two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Tenna, and he fouls off another one. As Rodemaker continuing to throw fastballs in on the hands of Tenna. Triple for Perez was his fifth, by the way. As here comes the 2-2. And Tenna, another foul ball to the right side and out of play. Just stays alive, fighting. This Grizzlies team, we have seen so much comeback ability in late innings this year, especially over the past month. And again, just fighting for every at-bat. Here comes the 2-2, and Tenna takes ball three outside. Three balls and two strikes. Can Tenna win the battle with Jason Hinchman on deck? Rodemaker looks in. Three balls, two strikes, one out, runner at third. Here's the pitch. And Tenna, foul tip, and he strikes out. And Rodemaker wins the battle for his third strikeout of the game. Second out of the inning, and now it's Jason Hinchman, who's 0-2 with two groundouts to third. As Rodemaker, that's a big punch out for the right-hander. Shane Rodemaker comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch. And it is in there for a strike. Count it 0-1. 6'3", 215 pounds. 23 years old for Rodemaker. 15th appearance for the Giants. Here's the 0-1 outside. Count now at one ball and one strike. This Giants pitching staff depleted. They only have 12 pitchers on their roster. And that includes Robbie Ray, who will not be on the roster much longer. As here comes the 1-1 to Hinchman. And it's a called strike count at 1-2. Can Rodemaker work out of the jam? Perez the runner at third with two outs. Can Hinchman be clutch once again? We've seen a lot of clutch hits from Hinchman. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Kavanaugh, great stop. So two balls, two strikes as Hinchman lays off the slider. Critical moment here in this game. As here's the 2-2 from Rodemaker. And Hinchman takes ball three high and the count is full. So once again, the Grizzlies working the count to their favor. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Jason Hinchman, and he lines it foul and will do it again. 90 miles per hour from Rodemaker. Hinchman 0-2. A double play ground out to third, and then a normal ground out to Zaccone, who's been busy in the hot corner. Here's the 3-2, and it's right down the middle. And that will end the inning, and the Grizzlies leave a runner stranded at third. Time to stretch here in San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the seventh inning, no score between Fresno and San Jose here at Excite Ballpark as Guillermo Williamson, who has walked twice, will lead things off against Kay Denton. As there's a called strike, count it 0-1. So Fresno left Andy Perez stranded at third with one out. Back-to-back punchouts to Tenna and Hinchman. As here's a ground ball to second. Tucker, long way to go, corrals the ball, and he will just hold on to it as he couldn't come up with the throw. And it's a single for Williamson as he's on base for the third time. That's the fourth hit now for the Giants. As Cole Foster to the plate, he is 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice. Caught stealing as well. So Williamson, the runner at first here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As here's a line drive, base hit to right field. Tenna, he will grab the ball as Williamson stops at second. So now runners at first and second with no outs. So Williamson in a second, Foster with the single. Five hits now for San Jose. As here comes left fielder Lizbel Diaz, who's 0-for-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fresno's only left three runners on base. The Giants left four on as the mound visit between McCabe and Denton. The Grizzlies 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. The Giants, they're 0-for-1. Now a runner in scoring position here for Diaz. We'll see if he lays down a bunt in this situation as Mendez and Hinchman playing on the lip of the infield grass. As the crowd trying to get going here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kay Denton swing and a miss by Diaz, counted 0-1. Great game, 0-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch outside, and McCabe stops it. Count at 1-1. Grizzlies and Giants. Modesto leads Stockton 6-4, but the Ports had a walk-off in last night's game. So that lead for Modesto hanging on by a thread in the bottom of the fifth. As here is a little blooper in a center field, a broken bat, base hit, and the bases are loaded for the Giants with no outs. Williamson a third, Foster to second, Diaz with a single. And now, with the bases loaded, no outs, is Drew Kavanaugh. As the Giants trying to find a way to score first. Rancho Cucamonga leads Lake Elsinore 6-4. They're in the seventh inning. The Storm stormed back yesterday to win in extras on a walk-off. And then Visalia leads Inland Empire 4-3. As the first pitch inside, count at 1-0. The 66ers had a walk-off win yesterday as well. So three of the four games, the only one, this one, Every other game was a walk-off except yesterday's game here, as that one is fouled off. Count at one ball and a strike. 0-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded, no outs for San Jose. The Grizzlies playing in between. They could turn two. They could also go home depending on where the ball is hit. The third baseman, Mendez, way off the bag, as that is just low. Two balls and a strike. Kate Denton has been outstanding this year. He's allowed only two runs, one earned. As here comes the 2-1. It swung on and missed. Count it 2-2. 90 miles per hour from Cade Denton. Denton has allowed now three hits in this game. He only had four coming into tonight's contest. As the 2-2 is fouled off, Kavanaugh got a piece of it. Another tense moment here at Excite Ballpark. Glad you could join us. Friday Night Baseball, game four of the six-game series. Here comes the 2-2 from Denton, and it is low, ball three. There is nowhere to put Kavanaugh on. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Here's the pitch from Denton, and it's inside, and it's 1-0 as the run will score. Williamson comes in to score. Foster to third. Diaz to second. Kavanaugh, the bases loaded walk, and it's 1-0 Giants. So Denton allows the run on the bases loaded walk, and that will do it as Denton will be taken out by manager Steve Solis, and the Grizzlies trying to limit the damage right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
1-0 Giants here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bases loaded, no outs. Sam Weatherly takes on Estelin Cassiani, who's 0-2. Here's the pitch from Weatherly, and it's inside. Count at 1-0. So Kay Denton allowed three singles and then a bases-loaded walk. And that's how the Giants have a 1-0 lead. So now Weatherly with the bases loaded trying to work out of this jam, as there's a good breaking ball. Count at 1-1. Sharp break on that slider, and the count evened up to Cassiani. Weatherly, 3-1 record, a 3.08 ERA. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a ground ball to second. Tucker will come home, and he is out at the plate. What a job from Tevin Tucker to stay down on that ball, and then the throw home is in time. Wow! What an unbelievable play from Tevin Tucker. So it is a fielder's choice. Cassiani to first, Kavanaugh to second, Diaz to third, It goes 4-2 for the first out. Base is still loaded now for Justin Bench, who's 0-3. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball for a strike. Count it 0-1. Oh, Sam Weatherly, great pitch on the inside part of the plate. Weatherly's 21st game of the season, 5-6 in save opportunities, and he has one hold. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike, now 0-2. Went right back to a breaking ball. And now Weatherly looking for a punch out here of Bench. As here comes the 0-2, and that is right back to Weatherly. Weatherly will go home for one on a first, a double play. Sam Weatherly gets out of the bases loaded jam, and only one run score. We head to the top of the eighth inning. It is 1-0 San Jose. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the eighth inning, 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Fajardo Cruz will lead things off against the right-hander in Rodemaker. What a job from Sam Weatherly to get out of the bases loaded jam and zero outs as the pitch is in there for a strike to Cruz. Count it 0-1. So Kate Denton's final line, 1/3 of an inning for the right-hander as the pitch is swung on and missed. Count it 0-2. 3 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, no K's for Denton. And now Weatherly, 1 inning of work. Here in the top of the eighth inning, bottom of the lineup here for Fresno, it's Cruz will watch strike 3. That's now 5 strikeouts for Rodemaker. That's his 4th recorded out via the K in a row as here comes the catcher, Ben McCabe, who's 0-2. As the Grizzlies, that triple from Perez and being stranded right now, the difference. As here comes the pitch and a bunt attempt from McCabe, it goes foul. Count it 0-1. McCabe hustling all the way down to first base. Here in the top of the eighth inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Elevated fastball swung on and missed, counted 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As McCabe, swing and a miss. Rodemaker has 6 strikeouts now. 5 strikeouts over his last 5 outs recorded. And here comes Tevin Tucker, who's 0-2. here in the top of the eighth inning. As the Grizzlies, they only have four outs to play with tonight. They're on June 28th. As here comes the pitch to Tucker, and he fouls it off. Counted 0-1. Tucker, a great defensive play in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the Grizzlies, who did a great job getting out of that inning, trying to find a way offensively. Only four hits tonight, as that's in the dirt. Count of one ball and a strike. Perez, a triple, and three infield singles. That's it. One ball, one strike. To Tevin Tucker, the pitch, and it's a fly ball out to shallow right center field. The second baseman and bench, though, is there, and he will make the play as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the ninth inning here at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, California. 1-0, the Giants lead the Grizzlies as Luke Schlager will lead things off against Sam Weatherly, who has looked fantastic so far out of the pen. One inning of work, he came in with the bases loaded and no outs, got a couple ground balls to get out of the frame without any more damage. As the first pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow for Saturday evening baseball. A 5 p.m. first pitch, so 2 hours earlier than tonight. As accounted 0-2 from Weatherly. Sam Weatherly listed at 6'4", 205 pounds. Here comes the 0-2 and a line drive in a center field, a base hit. Luke Schlager continues to dominate, a two-hit night. As the leadoff man is on again. For San Jose, they had two hits in the first. They have five over their last three innings. As here comes third baseman Charlie Zaccone, who has reached base twice, a single back in the first inning. And the Grizzlies and the Giants. Chuck Chancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Here's a base hit to right. And San Jose all of a sudden starting to hit the baseball as Schlager gets to third. Runners at the corners here with no outs. Second hit for Zaccone. Now eight hits for San Jose. As here comes Cesar Quintas, who is 1-for-3. Again, play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch, checks his swing, and he did not go around. Count of one ball and no strikes. As Quintas wanted to swing at that offering from Weatherly here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that's a high pop-up. This is drifting into foul territory. Hinchman will make the catch. No, he dropped it. He dropped the ball. And the count at 1-1. That would have been a big first out. Instead, life for Quintas, and we've seen stuff like this happen before. Usually, the batter will somehow reach base as it hit the webbing of Hinchman's glove. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count now at 1-2. Good pitch down in the zone from Weatherly. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here comes the 1-2 to Quintas. And Weatherly just low. 2-2. The former Clemson Tiger trying to find his way around first and third with no outs here in the bottom of the 8th. San Jose putting pressure on the Grizzlies late tonight. Here comes the 2-2, and it's fouled off. Quintas getting a piece of it. Sam Weatherly, 27 and a third innings this year. He has 31 strikeouts. Weatherly now working out of the bullpen after 2 years of arm injuries. Here comes the 2-2, and that is line foul. Fastball there from Weatherly. Weatherly started for the Grizzlies in 2021, was one of their workhorses before suffering an injury, and then hasn't been able to stay healthy until this year, and he's been great out of the Grizzlies' bullpen. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch from Weatherly. Went to the changeup for the punch-out. Quintas down on strikes, and that is the 6th strikeout for Fresno pitching, as here comes first baseman Guillermo Williamson. Williamson has reached base 3 times. 2 walks, a single, and the only run scored. As we have just learned that Orlando Cepeda has died at the age of 88. As here comes the pitch, that's a strike count at 0-1. Hall of Famer, 11-time All-Star. Sad news to report here in the 8th inning, but for the time being, the Grizzlies and the Giants trying to finish up this game. Here comes the 0-1, and that is just low and outside. Count at 1-1. In the 9th inning for Fresno, they'll have Hobson, Mendez, Wimmer, and then Perez if somehow they can get to him. As here comes the 1-1. And it is a ground ball. This could be 2-4-6-3. And Weatherly did it again. Unbelievable for Sam Weatherly. We head to the 9th. Let's see if the momentum gives the Grizzlies bats an opportunity to score and tie this game or more right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the 9th inning, 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno. The top of the lineup due up, though, for the Grizzlies against Shane Rodemaker, who has been lethal out of the Giants' bullpen in a piggyback role. Rodemaker, 4 1/3 innings, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, has 6 strikeouts, and 5 of those 6 strikeouts have been over the last two innings of work. As Caleb Hobson will stride to the plate 0-for-3, can the Grizzlies' comeback clause appear tonight here at Excite Ballpark? Here comes the pitch from Rodemaker. He will wind and deal, and it swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. Caleb Hobson, the UT Martin product, trying to get on base as here comes the 0-1, and that is a line drive into center field, and it will be caught by the center fielder in Cassiani. Wow. That's the first out of the inning, and Cassiani posing as he makes the first out. As here comes third baseman Luis Mendez. That ball was roped to center, and Cassiani stayed with it as he went into the slide. So now Luis Mendez 1-for-3 as he will pop up the first pitch and out of play. Count it 0-1. Mendez was robbed of extra bases in the fourth inning by right fielder in Cesar Quintos. Here comes the 0-1 to Mendez. Outside, count now 1-1. Luis Mendez trying to get on for Fresno with Braylon Wimmer due up next, as that is a high pop-up out in left center field, but playable for the left fielder Diaz, and he makes the catch and two outs. So it's going to come down to Braylon Wimmer. 0-for-3 Wimmer, though, has 9 home runs. He has 3 of them here at Excite Ballpark. Wimmer on a 10-game hit streak, looking to extend it right here against Shane Rodemaker, who's been fantastic out of the Giants bullpen. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball to right, and it will go out of play. Count it 0-1. Rodemaker's done a great job with that low 90s fastball and some great breaking stuff. The Grizzlies have been off balance from the righty. Here comes the 0-1. And Wimmer swing and a miss. Now 0-2, and the Grizzlies down to their final strike. A pitcher's duel, a bases-loaded walk, the only run tonight. Here comes the 0-2 to Braylon Wimmer from Rodemaker. And it's a high chopper up the middle, and it will get into center field, and Wimmer extends his hit streak to 11 games. A two-out see-me single, and it brings up Andy Perez. That is the fifth hit for Fresno, as Wimmer will extend this game at least one more batter. And now Andy Perez, who's 2-for-3, a triple and an infield single for Perez. Perez has 4 homers. Let's see if Perez can hit a triple again. Here comes the pitch from Rodemaker, and Perez will take a called strike, count at 0-1. Andy Perez, batting 275. He has 4 home runs, 41 RBI. Here comes the 0-1, and Perez, that is a hard ground ball, a 1-bouncer to second, that will do it. And the Giants, they win game 4 of this 6-game series by a final score of 1-0. What a job from Shane Rodemaker, got some defensive help, and the only run, a bases-loaded walk in the 7th. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jensen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Excite Ballpark for the post-game show. A wrap-up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall by a final of 1-0. The Grizzlies drop to 3-4 here in the second half. They are now 41-31 this year. San Jose now 5-2 in the second half. They have a two-game lead over Fresno, and they look for a series win tomorrow night. San Jose 42-30 overall as they're trying to get back to the postseason. The Grizzlies, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 4 on base for San Jose. 1 run on 8 hits, no error. And they left 7 on base. The winning pitcher is Shane Rodemaker, now 6-2. The loss to Kay Denton, 0-1. And no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 6 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,325. Let's go through the only scoring play, bottom of the seventh inning, a bases-loaded walk to Drew Kavanaugh on a 3-2 pitch. It scored Guillermo Williamson, and that's all she wrote on scoring plays. On the offensive side of things, Fresno just had 5 hits. Andy Perez had 2 hits, a triple and a single. Fresno had 3 infield hits. The other hit was a Braylon Wimmer-Seamy single to center. For San Jose, they had 8 hits. They had 2 from Luke Schlieger and 2 from Charlie Zaccone, both on good hits. And San Jose had an RBI from Kavanaugh on a walk, and then the run for Williamson, who reached base 3 times in the game. On to pitching now. It was a pitcher's duel tonight. Right-hander Jack Mahoney, 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. Mahoney extends his scoreless streak to 20 2/3 innings, now over 3 starts. As the Grizzlies, they could not support Jack Mahoney. Kay Denton, in his second straight game in a row, he picked up the loss, 1/3 of an inning, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk and no Ks. But Sam Weatherly, 2 clean innings, allowed 2 hits and a K, worked out at 2 different jams tonight. As the Grizzlies, they could not find a way despite the great outings from Mahoney and Weatherly. For San Jose, Robbie Ray in a rehab appearance, 3 2/3 of scoreless baseball, 3 hits, no walks, 4 Ks. He looked fantastic as he's trying to get back up to help the big league club. And then Shane Rodemaker, 5 1/3 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 6 punch outs. And for the second straight game, the Grizzlies do not walk. As San Jose throwing strikes, Dan Runser, the former Grizzlies pitcher, now the Giants pitching coach, he has been able to solve the Grizzlies over the past couple of games. So the Grizzlies now at 3-4 at 41-31 need a win tomorrow as they will give the ball to left-hander Isaiah Coupe, a 4-2 record, a 3.81 ERA. He'll be countered by San Jose right-hander Hubert Mejias, a 3-4 record, a 3.55 ERA. A great pitching matchup between a pair of youngsters. 5 p.m. first pitch for Saturday Night Baseball. Our interview will be with Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, who talks about Braylon Wimmer and a couple other Grizzlies hitters. He will join us on the pregame show. That will start at 4:45 p.m., and we hope you can join us. however you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight. Thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.